Hello, everybody. Welcome to Human Angel Heart Connection. I look forward every month to bringing stories about all the wonderful human angels there are right in front of us, if you just look. And you can look in a mirror and see yourself as a human angel. It's about helping other people and see how that makes you feel yourself. Today, we're going to address a story about family. You know, Steve and I, we always talk about family. It's so important to our lives. We talk about our spiritual family, and that's very important because not all of us have a family around us, relatives, brothers, sisters, mother, father. We feel alone. So your spiritual family is always there with you. But, you know, when it comes to your family you've been born into, how many of us have felt blessed that we have such relatives? I know with myself, I had a mother and a father who were very loving. Yes, they had their problems, as all humans do. And I have had a sister who sadly passed recently, last year. But I have a brother who is very much alive and close to me, and we share phone calls almost every week. And this connection means the world to me, because he is part of who I am, and I am part of who he is. We share the same inside, the blood, the feelings. It's amazing to see how we're so alike and so different in many ways, too. And then I was fortunate enough to marry into Steve's family, who was totally different than mine. His family was loving and open and communicated with each other. His mother and father were just outstanding human beings. And I wish they were still with us here on earth, but I know they're with us in spirit. And he is fortunate to have his two sisters and his brothers very much alive as well. And we share wonderful times with them. And when you talk about family, it's not just your siblings, your parents. It goes on from there. Cousins, distant cousins. You know, it goes on. And the more you explore that, the more you can understand about yourselves. I have found out ways that I'm much like my grandmother. I didn't know that. And when you really look into the history of where you came from, you can find out amazing facts and understand yourself better. Steve has a cousin who has very much dealt into genealogy and has told him fascinating facts about his own family. So it's out there to explore. But, you know, there are people who just don't know where to turn, and they do feel alone. They feel like they don't have that immediate family or know where they came from, whether they were adopted or are just never connected with finding out their history. There is this organization who has volunteers, and they are known as Search Angels. They help people unravel the mystery of the long-lost relatives. They help with different organizations to find out your DNA testing, like Ancestry DNA or 23andMe. Many of us have explored this and found out so many facts that we never knew existed. But this group is an organization that they have these angels who volunteer their time because that's their passion. They want to help people reconnect, explore the possibilities. And I'll show you their webpage right now. And you can read it at your leisure and find out more. But what this all came about were these special volunteers known as Search Angels help people unravel mysteries of their long-lost relatives. This happened to a 57-year-old lady called Annette Adams. Her life began with an email she received during the summer 2 years ago. And the email said, "You look like my mom," the stranger wrote. "I believe you might be her sister." This lady, Annette, thought, this lady's crazy. Who is she? Annette thought. A month earlier, Annette, who had been adopted as a child, had mailed a test tube of her saliva to the DNA testing company 23andMe, and because she wanted to know her genetic risk. It's very important to know your background of your health. So she wanted to know if her background included Parkinson's or breast cancer, and just to find out what was a part of her inside and what she might have to prepare for in the future health-wise. Finding her biological family wasn't even on her radar. She wasn't looking for long-lost parents or siblings because she was adopted by a wonderful family who gave her much love and support and had brothers and sisters in this area. She was afraid if she looked for her original family that she would hurt her adoptive family, and she didn't want to do this in any way, but she knew she had to look a little further. Listen to what part of this organization has to say.
Search Angels are volunteers who donate their time and resources to help individuals touched by adoption, foster care, and other family separation. Search for their family members while providing guidance and emotional support. While we do not claim to be the only Search Angels, our group focuses specifically on genetic genealogy. This kind of search uses the results from an autosomal DNA test, like one found at commercial companies like Ancestry DNA, to hone in on an adoptee's birth parents based upon the results of their tests. Not every search has a happy ending, but each story is unique, and having this knowledge in hand is a powerful, life-changing moment for those in search of their biological roots. The vast majority of our cases are completely free. We only charge a fee to those who want to expedite their search. As we are an official 501c3 nonprofit, every penny goes back into supporting our cause and missions to bring the peace of mind that comes with finding out who the most likely birth family were in a search.
This certainly stirred my curiosity about the possibilities. Like I said, I know where I came from, and so does Steve, but so many people don't. In this article, it says that both amateur and professional genealogists commonly talk about genealogy as an obsession. It's a passion for them. They want to help other people. They volunteer up to 30 hours a week with online search groups and squads, and the DNA detectives. They use DNA research and technical digital technologies like finding photos and online yearbooks and to crack cases. There's many ways they can track down where you've come from. We have a friend of ours in our circle, through Espavo, that he shared his story of having this miracle happen. Through his DNA testing, he did unfold the mystery of where he came from. He found an entire family who had been looking for him but not knowing where to search. They have reconnected, and now he has a whole new life sharing these people with him. And it is just wonderful and warms my heart to think how this has changed his life and all the people around him. You know, sometimes not all cases end in a positive way, but finding out the truth can heal us all. Because, you know, we may have fear about this going into it, but fear is just the unknown. Once you do realize the answers to your questions, it may fill your heart with knowing this part of you. Search Angels do research, but also often help with compassion, helping people find their own way, where they came from, who they are, and where they belong with family. These are human angels. So it is.